Welcome to Tangents Gaming Podcast. Welcome, my name is Toby, and today I am going to attack a certain issue that all gamers who have played these particular games had an effect on, and it is called the rubber banning AI. So what this is something that these creators thought it would be good to have to make sure that you can't get too far ahead or too far behind. It is a feature to keep the racers right by you to make the race feel more competitive, to feel more fun, to get your adrenaline going. However, the biggest issue with this program software thing is no matter if you're first or last, the computer will always be there. You can't physically pull away or fall behind. You're just more or less right around that pack. Some of the games that actually hold this within their game is Gran Turismo, Blur, Motorstorm, Burnout, Need for Speed, which is freaking awful. But I have one game that is worse than the rubber banning that Need for Speed has. Flat Out, Outrun, Sledstorm, Crash Team Racing, and even Mario Kart. Sledstorm 2, not the first one, but the second one, has one that is so horrendous and so horrific, it is almost unplayable. Because with the first one, if you crash a bunch of times, yes, they will start taking off and you take the shortcuts and you eventually will catch up with them. I was telling one of my kids about it. And for an example, I showed him. I said, look, Sledstorm, PS2, I'll crash. So I crashed, and I waited for 3 seconds. So it's like 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 1,000. And I took off, thinking that's going to give enough time for everybody to get ahead. Within the matter of 2 corners, and I don't mean corners as in kilometers. I mean corner, corner, bam, the pack is right there. They didn't even get any distance on me. He looks at me and goes, but you sat for 3 seconds. It's like, yeah, I know. This is the issue right now when it comes to rubber banning. They will always be right around you. It is so stupid. He's like, Dad, that's not even fun. It's like, I know. So you could go and have record-breaking laps, then still be in second place. You could go and crash 50 times and still get first place. It doesn't make sense, and whoever has this is so freaking stupid. Need for Speed was probably one of the first that I remember that I've played games where it was like this. It's an option for racing car games that need to get out. Like, seriously. Gran Turismo 1, when I use the Chrysler Concept car, I've had it so tuned that in some of the races where it's 15 minutes or an hour, I could go stop, go to the corner store, grab a Diet Coke and a Bounty bar, come home, still be in first place because they haven't caught up, and finish. That is absolutely how crazy my lap times were on that game, which I do want to have, I do want to have a bunch of video to actually post to show you how fast this car. Anyway, but with the newer generation's Gran Turismo, I don't know. I went from one to two, realized that the concept car on two wasn't as good as one, so I never even came close to finishing two. That's how much it pissed me off. But Gran Turismo 1 is still one of my favorite racing car games. What was it? Mario Kart. They said if there was two people, let's just say it was me and Hoyman. Hoyman is one of my friends from high school, and we've always been very competitive when it comes to video games. So if him and I were playing, I crash, I ended up in last, and he was doing the record-breaking driving skills. The computers would follow him and not like spread out how it should be. So if he's doing record-breaking laps, I would have a lot more issue trying to catch up with him to, get into first because he's pulling away. The computers are following with him. So either I wait for him to crash or I somehow cheat the system to catch up with him. I don't know what other games there are that actually has this, but in my opinion, all of these game manufacturers really need to stop with the rubber band AI. If the player's that good and start like breaking away from the pack, let them break away from the pack. That's how reality is. If you're watching a motocross race, I'll use Bubba Stewart as an example. If he is as good as he is, then let him, go away from the path. Don't limit him to second place or limit him in his track time because he's too good. Another example when it comes to rubber band AI is I'm gonna how would you word? Okay. When I was younger, I'd go to the local motocross races that they have every year. And there was one guy who was always number one. He would be like a quarter of a lap to a half a lap faster than second place. However, this one year, there was a kid that came from North or South Dakota, came up, and he was insane. Like, what I mean insane, you have number 80, let's call him DJ. He would have that big of a lap lead over his second place. But the guy from the States, he would have that kind of a lead over DJ, who had that lead over third place. That's how racing should be. If you're good, you're going to get first. Not basically having the pack stuck to you and limiting what your accomplishment should be. Like, seriously, DJ was insane, but this other guy from the States was even more insane. You weren't racing for first, you were racing for second. Then anybody in third, that was kind of like the rubber band effect right there around third, because nobody's going to catch what first or second place. Like, okay, I don't like going online. I'm kind of like one of those old school guys. But when it comes to like racing, if you're good, you're good. You're going to get first place. If you're going to crash, you're going to get last. That's one positive way to look at online gaming. But when it's at home, playing against the computer, like what I do, it's just a whole miscompatibility. Bobble, throw it out type of deal. Like, I really don't know. All right, you guys. Hopefully, you agree with me that rubber banding AI needs to stop. needs to get tossed out the window, and these computer software programmers need to basically just press the delete button, then hit enter, and never freaking use it anymore. Instead of having the rubber banding AI, why not have an option for easy, medium, and hard? If you're that good, go medium. If that's still too easy, go hard. If that's still too easy, go online. Otherwise, just quit using it. Nobody likes it. It gets people pissed off. Like, yeah. All right. If you have any questions or comments, make sure you email tangentsgaming189@gmail.com or bio.link/tangentsgaming. That will allow you to leave voicemails, text messages, everything like that. So make sure you go check those out. Tangentsgaming189 across social media. Until next time, you guys, thank you for tuning in. And before I go, I would personally like to thank an organization for having me a part of their podcast network. It is Podcastville at podcastville.ca. And if you click on it, find the Estevan kind of like podcast, we are actually on it, as well as other podcasts around the city. So we are now a part of a provincial, oh hell, even a local podcast network. So Podcastville, go check it out. All right, you guys, well, I think it's time for me to take off, but until the next time, I will catch you same place right here on Tangents Gaming Pod. Peace.